You know, by our conversations with Coach Tucker, Coach Izzo, that we're all about MSU when it comes to sports. But I always add, all things Michigan State University. We are the voice of the Spartans. And that includes this other end of the business, which, by the way, is honestly the most important end of it. The education and the growth of the students there. And the man overseeing all of that is MSU President Dr. Samuel Stanley, who is, in fact, was scheduled to be with us today and is on the other end of our line right now. Dr. Stanley, I wish it were a better day, but it is what it is, and life continues to go on. And I appreciate you being here with us this morning, Doctor.
Thank you so much, Paul. It's always good to be with you, and I do share your sense of loss today.
I tell you, you're very aware of protecting your students and even protecting students that come to visit, like Brandon Santo of Rochester Hills, Grand Valley State, went to Rochester Adams High School. He came up to have a great time, like many of us did. In fact, thanks again for the invitation to join you for the Michigan-Michigan State game. And again, congratulations to you. But we still don't have any news on our end. Do you have anything new on the search for this young man?
It continues actively, Paul. And we were, again, we had special divers in the Red Cedar River yesterday working. And so we're going to continue to do that. I think all things that we've seen, again, there's little evidence of foul play. All things seem to point to a tragic accident. And we're doing our best to recover Brendan and bring him home, essentially, to his parents. And that's our goal.
Well, God bless you for that. And being the head of a major university, when something happens at, in this case, a major high school at Oxford, I'm sure it makes you rethink all of your plans that you have in place. God forbid that you or your students ever have to go through anything like this. But I do presume there has been plenty of training for the administrators, the instructors, and even the students on what to do in a situation like this?
It's incredibly important, and it's one of the things that is paramount in how we think about campus security and safety. And this summer when people were talking about, you know, the possibility of defunding police, what I wanted to remind them of was just this issue, that the possibility of a shooter on campus could occur at any campus at any time. And we need to be prepared to respond. And so people need to understand what to do in the case if this takes place in the classroom. But we also need a police force that can respond in a rapid time to it. And so those are things I think that are very important. And I did want to say, we have about 300 to 400 students right now on campus who come from that high school. And we are asking this morning, we'll be reaching out to those students in case they need counseling and grief counseling and so on, just because of what's happened.
Well, good for you. I salute you for being ahead of the needs and looking out for your students. Dr. Stanley, as president of MSU, Dr. Samuel Stanley, has been invited, quite an honor to be invited to speak to the Detroit Economic Club. That'll be this coming Monday. And you can go to econclub.org, econclub.org, if you want to join us. It'll be my pleasure to moderate the conversation, starting at 11:30 a.m. at Motor City Casino, I believe it's right there in the soundboard. And the topic of his speech, Leading the Way Forward, MSU Today and Tomorrow. And with that thought in mind, heck, a story just broke this week that MSU plans a 22-seat autonomous electric bus for campus trips. That's a very big deal. Speaking of leading the way, tell us about it.
It is, and it's in combination with a company, Avastech, that has taken what was to be a regular kind of 22-seat bus and completely converted it into an autonomous vehicle. And it's already being tested on the campus. I had a chance to ride in it. It does amazing things. It does basically drive itself, and it's driving a route right now from our solar array parking area. So that's, you know, part of our commitment to sustainability as well, but it's running a route from our solar array parking facility up to the auditorium on campus, if you know where that is. So it goes down one of our major roads. We've been testing it primarily at night for safety reasons, and we're not going to put it on the road until we're, you know, in daytime when students are out and there's more traffic on those roads, until it's absolutely tested to our satisfaction. And there's a driver on there as well for safety in case someone needs to take over the steering or braking and so on. But yeah, I took a test ride on it. It was really interesting to do. And I think it's really a look at the future, and it's nice to have a ride on campus. And that's what we want to do at MSU, is give our faculty, staff, and particularly our students a chance to experience the future while they're right on our campus.
Well, and the future's bright for MSU and your relationship with Detroit, and for that matter, all of Southeast Michigan. It has grown tremendously, not just through the relationship with WJR, but in so many other ways, Doctor.
It's emphasis for us. And when I came to MSU, one of the things the board of trustees talked to me about was, how do we do more with Detroit? And Detroit's undergoing a renaissance. There's so much activity taking place there. How do we make sure Michigan State University, which really supports the entire state, as you know, through our extension program, how do we make sure we're more engaged in Detroit? So I've taken that very much to heart. We've developed, as you know, this exciting alliance with the Henry Ford Hospital System, which we're very excited about, to really improve healthcare and address healthcare disparities in Southeast Michigan and beyond. And that's going very well. And Wright Lassiter and his team have been great partners for us. At the same time, we're expanding our community music school opportunities, something we've been doing. So it's not just, of course, the STEM things we're doing or the things related to medicine, but also in the arts, we want to be participating as well. And then our agriculture, our College of Ag and Natural Resources, is looking at the possibility of developing some new work there, particularly as we look at ag biotech. We think there's real opportunities there for a way big data can alter agriculture, and really working to make Detroit a hub of high tech. And that also leads to our Apple Developer Academy as well.
Excellent. All good news. I look forward to seeing you, and I think our listeners will too. This coming Monday, the Detroit Economic Club, it will start at 11:30 in the morning at the Motor City Casino, and you can go to econclub.org, econclub.org. I hope you will join me and the president of MSU, Dr. Samuel Stanley, leading the way forward, MSU today and tomorrow. I look forward to it, Doctor. Thanks for joining us.
Me too. Thank you so much, Paul, for doing that. I appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR.